We have set up a real nice working relationship with the Foundation for Community Health. What we do is we do interviews with different nonprofit agencies around our tri-state region. And we do these interviews for two reasons. One, we want you to know more about these organizations that really make life possible for people in our tri-state region, but also let you know people have heard about the Foundation for Community Health and not everybody's really sure what they do. Well, what the Foundation for Community Health does is provide expertise and money to start up very, very important programs and keep very important programs going in our area that wouldn't be around without them. So with all that being said, this morning, we're going to welcome somebody who has a nice affiliation here with Robin Hood Radio. You can hear ABC Latino on the air twice a week. We'll be adding a new production that they're doing as soon as we can clear up a lot of space on the air to add another production that they do. And I first met Rob, I would say, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, a chance call. Rob, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you, Marshall? Nice being here with all of you.
I go back to the conversation you and I had many, many years ago when you and Maffey stopped by and wanted to know if we'd be interested in carrying your radio program.
Yes, I remember that. Yes, that was about 4 years ago.
You know, and the reason we jumped on it right away because we just have so many different members of the Latino community, the Spanish community that live in our area. Let's talk a little bit about ABC Latino for people that know the radio show but don't know that ABC Latino is quite an impressive media company.
ABC Latino is a regional media network. And we have programs that span all the different mediums that society uses nowadays to communicate. That's why we have a magazine, we have radio programs, we have TV programs, social media, audio, video, and everything that we do is fully bilingual because ABC Latino acts like a bridge between communities, bringing communities together. That's the premise behind everything that ABC Latino does. That's why all our programs are fully bilingual. And again, we use audio, video, text to transmit the message.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting because this is not an easy thing to put together. Does the Foundation for Community Health are they helpful to you in establishing these programs?
Yeah, we had an association with the Foundation for Community Health for 3 years. It's over now, but we work together very closely in a joint program for 3 years. To bring a health resource library of resources and information to the Latino community, the growing Latino community in our society. So for 3 years, we created this resource library of health newsletters, fully interactive and bilingual on health topics. We created more than 24 different videos on different ailments, conversations with professional physicians, as well as community stories, stories from the community that were undergoing the different ailments or sicknesses. And the span of that resource library goes from things like backache or Lyme disease to lung cancer to asthma to you name it. All the major ailments that affect society. For 3 years, we created a multimedia resource library that is in our website. People can access it by going to our website, which is www.abclatino.net, and then go to the section that is health, to the health section, and there, bilingually, they can choose English or Spanish. They have access to all this vast resource library of knowledge and also resources available in the community.
We're speaking once again with Rob Linsky, the president of ABC Latino. And, of course, we air one of the programs from ABC Latino now and are going to be adding a second one. You know, just to set up this this ABC Latino organization, Rob, must have been pretty hard because you started from scratch, and we both know that the amount of Latino population in our Mid-Hudson region, Northwest Connecticut, adjacent Eastern New York, is large. I'm just amazed. It must have taken some groundwork to set this all up.
Well, the ABC Latino really started out of the community because we had organized, when was it, two and a half years ago, before COVID, almost 3 years ago, we organized the fourth Hudson Valley Latino Forum, where we had about 300 Latino leaders coming from all over New York State. We, for a day of talks, conversations, brainstorming, workshops, we held that Latino Forum at Dutchess Community College, and truly we used half of their facilities during the whole day. And out of that Latino Forum, everybody expressed the need to have an organization that could act as a hub to receive and to distribute information about the many, many things that are happening in the community. And that was the origin of ABC Latino. Now, our nonprofit organization is far older. Our organization is 17 years old, and it's called Gateway to Entrepreneurial Tomorrows. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And ABC Latino is a five-year program within the larger organization.
I wanted to point that out because I find it absolutely amazing how well you serve a community that serves such a wide area. I mean, we're talking the Hudson Valley, basically over to the Connecticut border. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that really would have nothing if it weren't for what you're doing.
That's true. It's true. Mostly in most of the rural areas that we have in the region, there is not too much going on there that is fully bilingual, yes. And thanks to the funding that we received for 3 years from the Foundation for Community Health, we were able to really reach out to all this vast area and to provide a valuable service because, you know, Marshall, that health is at the core of every society. I mean, if you don't have good health, everything starts turning for the worst within the familiar nucleus. You cannot work, everything gets to be more difficult. So health is really very, very important. And thanks to the Foundation for Community Health, we were able to create this vast resource library on health topics, which, by the way, it's not only part of what we offer on our website, but most of the organizations in the region have adopted this resource library as part of their own toolkit when they provide services to the community.
You know, Rob, talking to you, I'm reminded how many Hispanics live in our tri-state region, and it's interesting. We air your show at another, and now there's a WKNY in Kingston, New York, which does the same thing. I just think this explosion of letting people know about Hispanics in the community, not only the Hispanics, but also I think it helps educate the non-Hispanics to how important that percent of the population that's Hispanic that lives and works around here.
Yeah, it is. It is very important. I mean, for the last, for the last 20 years, really, if you follow the census statistics, for the last 20 years, the only group that had positive growth in the region has been the Hispanic population. Otherwise, more people die or migrate out of the region than the ones that are born and move into the region.
Well, it's a population that is I think underserved by media, and I think with the things you're doing, and also I like what you pointed out that ABC Latino is just part, and it's not a large part, but a part of a broader plan to help Hispanics in our tri-state region.
Yeah, that's it. And it's fully bilingual because you touched on something that is very important, and is that there are a lot of people that they are not necessarily Hispanic, from a Hispanic origin, but they really want to learn about the culture. They really want to learn about the food. There is so much that different or multicultural societies have to offer. So this cross-pollination is very important. And that's why our programs are fully bilingual.
Well, Rob, it's always nice to speak to you. Continued much success with all that you're putting together there. What's the easiest way for people to contact you, either via the web or telephone?
Well, they can write to us. They can write to info@abclatino.net, or they can call our phone number, which is 845-790-5004.
Rob, again, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for this program.
All right, Rob, take care. Have a great day. That is, once again, Rob Alinsky, who is the president of ABC Latino. This is part of the Foundation for Community Health series that we have put together with the foundation. So you get to know what the foundation really is and what they do, and actually hear from the programs that benefit from the help from the Foundation for Community Health. All right? All right.